Okay, so welcome to our call on transforming anger. Pardon me. Maybe that is although in the mix today. Today is a focal point on transforming sadness and joy. Although I'm taking solid note of that little slip of the tongue. Usually that's indicative of some other pieces that are in there, and sadness and anger often go hand in hand. So we'll see if there's some anger in the mix as well. But the official title of today is transforming sadness and overexcitement into their natural, healthy roles of joy. Okay, so as we check that out, knowing that sadness is an invitation to develop compassion and joy, overexcitement and all of its other forms, or an invitation to get really clear on what actually brings us delight, bliss, ecstasy even. Yeah. I invite you, if you haven't already, to just notice anything that's going on for you in those departments. And as always, you're welcome to keep messaging if there's anything else that pops up for you in those veins. And amongst all that, I'm going to also invite you to connect to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. And to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that and to appreciate it, to drink it in. And then, on purpose, I'm going to invite you to scan your environment, either externally or internally. And the invitation is to let your gaze land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral to be with. And I'm going to invite your senses on purpose, just before they land on anything, to go for a little bit of a walk about those spaces. Go for a little bit of a wander. And with all the curiosity and wonder in the world, just like checking out this environment that's out there or in here, as if you're taking it in for like the first time. And as they drink those options in, they drink in this environment of things that are potentially available, that's pleasant and neutral. I'm going to invite them to land on anything in particular, just finding one thing now. And as you locate that one thing, the invitation here is to notice, like, hey, what do I like about this? Is it the shape, the color, what it reminds me of about myself? Maybe it reminds me of a time in which I felt most like myself. Or maybe it's something else. And whatever that is, I invite you to take time to drink that in. To savor all the elements of this that are supportive for you right now. And amongst it all, noticing how the body responds. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that too. Taking time to savor all that's pleasant and neutral here. And as you continue to savor that all, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity here to gather today with all of my friends. And thank you to all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to each and every one of you for being here, to your families, to your ancestors, and to your lineages. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands, that have nourished all of those that have come before, that have created you, and all of those yet to arrive. As we are continuing this evolution, so to speak, I wonder what it would be like to also drink in the comfort of the earth and offer her your thanks. The spaciousness of the skies, little thank you here. To the elements of fire, connecting us to source, to spirit, to creator. Thank you. And thank you to the waters that flow through us, purifying us, connecting our emotions and our consciousness, and allowing them to flow and be fluid. Blessings on your session today. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. So we're starting off with lymphatic drainage, which cleans out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And we're doing it very specifically for the left brain. Working out any particular overwhelm around having to figure something out. So the stress that comes through, I need to like manage this and sort that out and figure that out. And then we're linking it through to the liver and to the 12th house energy, which is all about endings, releasing, letting go. And we're gonna put those two together. It's almost like you're actually not supposed to figure out in advance how things surrender, release, let go, melt, welcoming the mystique or the mystery of what it is to just simply allow and allowing life to flow through you, which means also welcoming endings as they show up and embracing new beginnings as they show up. And we're at a potent time of year of that, as we're just finishing up the New Year season in some ways, in the typical calendar year that we're used to in our modern world. And we're entering Chinese New Year. So the Chinese New Year is entering the Wood Snake on the 29th, so in about 2 weeks. It's like we're midway between those 2 points. So this is a rich time for endings, transitioning into new beginnings. And rather than figuring it out, what would it be like to just go like, hey, maybe it's not what I think it is. And inviting yourself to be curious here. And it's linking very specifically to the heart. There's a fair amount of shame that's coming off of the left atrium, and it's wrapped almost like a line going through the left armpit, up and around the back left shoulder, through the left neck, right neck, and all the way over into the right jaw and down through to the chin. And this shame is white shame. And that's not racial. It's referring to versus red shame. And red shame has blood flow to it, meaning like you can feel it, and there's something to be digested around that all that you can like tangibly relate to, and it's meant to be felt to steward your relationships in a good way. However, the white shame is the stuff that's frozen and it's stuck and it's like carrying some shock energy, and it's not allowing things to be felt or be seen. In fact, it might even be used to prop up righteousness or a sense of like vindication or validation around like how you get to be or how you should be able to be acting a certain way and be received amongst that all. So as we work with these elements, the white shame piece in particular is asking for a circulation of all the healing resources. And we're going to bring in circulation of blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, endocannabinoids that lower our inflammation, anxiety, depression, help us to heal on multiple levels, nervous system and immune system alike. And then working with the circulation of yin and yang, yin being the feminine essence of nourishment and yang being the masculine essence of protection. And it's actually linking into the tailbone, that part. And it's actually working with finding a new balance or a new foundation for your tailbone to come from. And as we rebalance it, yin yang, it's happening at a very foundational level around this expression. And that might mean welcoming protection if it needs to be there right now, or allowing it to have a little bit of space in your system and seeing what else can be here amongst that. We're also bringing in hydration, which helps the cells take in water and joy, release any impurities that no longer need to be here. Okay, so as we work with that area of white shame, we're also unhooking a fair amount of active memories around the theme of receiving a tongue lashing that's led to the justification of delivering a tongue lashing. And that's actually being held in the family dynamics. It's going into the generations before you, into the ancestry. We're going back six generations, particularly on dad's side. We're just unhooking a fair amount of abuse that's here and a fair amount of justification or righteousness amongst that abuse. I got a big dog sigh on that one, which is always a good sign. So as we work with that release, so I'm going to say of frozen dynamics around abuse that are held intergenerationally, it's related to verbal abuse, like we're talking about the tongue lashing, and there's also like a sense of shutdown or retreat or isolation or a sense of withdrawal that goes like, well, I just got yelled at, I don't like that, I'm going to like shut down, or I don't like how I just expressed myself, so I'm going to shut down. Okay, and amongst all of that, there is indeed a interweaving of both sadness and anger. And the anger is that like righteousness behind it all, and the sadness is the sense of like this dynamic is never going to change. I'm stuck in this, I'm trapped in this. Where else do I go? It's actually going right as well up into as this traverses through the neck. It's actually going into the cervical spine as a whole. And if I could give the cervical spine a summary to a degree in this moment, knowing that it could have a lot of words associated with it, but in this moment, what's capturing my attention is feeling a sense of rigidity, around, even looking around to find possibilities and a sense of safety. Like I can take in broader options and I can take in my world around me. And it's like that got rigid and like constricted around like, you don't actually do that. We shouldn't do that. What are you doing that for? That's weird. In a sense of like, as you may even be attempting to go against the family dynamics of abuse, be treated with abusiveness for wanting it to like change in any way, shape, or form. So also dealing with, I'm going to say the marginalization or the shaming of yourself for wanting to turn those dynamics around. Okay. As we work with the cervical spine, we're going to do a few things. We run a cellular repair, which helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. We're also going to release some emotions here of overwhelm. And within that, a sense of like a desire to actually like manage things and to hang on. And it's actually fortifying the shame. And all of this is wrapping around the neck as well to attempt to preserve dignity. There's an attempt to preserve being seen and held in a certain light of dignity as well as actually respect. That in turn is linking into the entire spine. We're going to do a spinal balancing. We're going to work with all the individual pairings of all the vertebrae, topmost with bottommost, second one in from second one up. You get the idea until they meet in the center. And we're going to do it same-sidedness as well as opposite-sidedness to work with the perineal influences that were happening same-sidedly. Okay, and then we're linking it into the solar plexus chakra. And here there's a consciousness of basically feeling justified in upset or again, like outrage, aggression, even to the point of potentially like violence. It's like, well, how else am I going to get my needs met? And there's a sense of that being learned again through the family dynamics that we mentioned that are intergenerational. And the solar plexus chakra is held, it's holding a sense of you made me do this. Like I feel backed into a corner and I feel manipulated, and there's no other way for me to behave in this place. Okay, so for the solar plexus chakra, we're going to bring in actually a seed tree. It's going to run for the next 8 days. It's going to overlap into our next session. It's going to start with C, circulation of all those same healing resources I just mentioned, followed by D for a defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may seem like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that settles here, working with circulation, in particular of lymph once again. And this time it's actually coming through the left chest, going into the muscles in particular that are held by the liver meridian that create a little bit of guarding, in particular around the heart space. And it's like the liver is feeling unprotected by the gallbladder. So the liver is thought to be the yin essence, and the gallbladder is thought to be the yang essence. So overlaying on this is a sense of feeling let down by the masculine, or not feeling stewarded or well contained, or feeling like safe amongst it all. Okay. And all that's linking into how do I say this? It's the dynamic of both feeling victim and perpetrator all in one go. And that in turn, feeling like there's like a fair amount of pressure or confusion in the system to unwind those different layers, which is in turn fortifying or propping up the white shame dynamic of like, I have every right to just like melt down or verbally reach a tipping point. Okay, that's linking to the eighth house, house of the kidney meridian, house of death, rebirth, and regeneration. Okay, we're gonna tap this out here. So invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Okay. Giving that a slow, deep breath. See if you can feel that breath into your belly. And as you breathe here, the breath begins to connect through the belly, through the solar plexus chakra in a way that allows for things to soften. I'm seeing that it's taking pressure off of the liver and the gallbladder complex. And amongst that, running another cell repair on the relationship between the gallbladder and the liver. And this is dovetailing into a sense of feeling unprotected, like not having a data bank full enough of memories of being protected and not allowing for that protection to be known, which is destabilizing and again supporting or propping up all the other elements that we've talked about so far. And here's like the jackpot of sadness, so to speak, in a sense of like, I really wanted that. I really wanted to have that, and I didn't actually get that. And that actually created a fairly big disruption in different ways that may be hanging out in your nervous system, more so in like the enteric nervous system, the gut brain. It might be hanging out more in the head brain, more in the heart brain, or it might be for some of us, myself in the mix here, all three. So as that hangs out in these ways, we're actually going to run brain drain, which is another round of lymphatic drainage through all three brains, head brain, gut brain, heart brain. And it's like we're just gently flushing out anything that's holding the edges of the sadness, and the sense of like, I didn't actually get that. I'm really missing those experiences of being nourished by means of feeling protected, being protected, having experiences of protection, having, like, in particular, male protection, like a sense of my dad isn't here, the grandfather isn't showing up in the way that I want him to. And that can in turn translate into how does we perceive, for those of us that are partnered with men, the romantic relationship. And for those of you that are oriented towards men, how it is you're relating in general to those dynamics as a whole. Okay. And then, as we do all that, I would invite you to imagine, like, go to town on this imagination as much as your system will tolerate. To imagine that the protector that you've always wanted, gets to actually be here. The protector that you've always wanted gets to show up and be here. And that can be real, like a person that you know, or it can be fictional. And either which way, personally, I'm seeing, like, I can't remember the name, but it's from, like, the Monsters, Inc. movie. And however it is you're seeing, or whatever it is you're calling in, and imagining that that essence gets to fill up you, gets to fill up this left side of your chest and all the muscles going down, all the way down into the liver. And releasing a fair amount of sadness as well as anger here. Well, filling up the space that was created by the sadness, as well as then in turn fortifying the need for less anger to be on board protectively, if that makes sense. So if we could talk about this from a different standpoint, it's like the sadness is like the hurt exile that has needed protection. So the liver stepped up to be angry about it. And liver and gallbladder really stepped up to be angry about that and to give the body what it thought it could. And that's not actually what the body wanted. It needed like another person to be there. So I'm gonna invite you to imagine like literally another separate than you nervous system being supportive and available to you here. Okay. And as you allow that memory in your imagination to start to form, you're welcome to like feel that, like the essence of that imagination, and to feel how that feels inside of your body. Like if it had a somatic sensation, what would it feel like? And then we invite you to imagine that it gets to go right into that left chest, all that you focused on here. And as we welcome this missing nourishment, the lack of being protected gets to be filled up and have its essence overflowing here. And that will actually automatically release the sadness as the system actually gets what it's needed all along. Then we can do an emotional release of anger from the liver, gallbladder complex as a whole. And we're actually going to keep that dynamic running for the next 8 days, meaning if you have the bandwidth for this to be engaged as ongoing homework, you're welcome to keep imagining that you have that protector on duty for you. That you have that protector in your imagination show up. And you can play with this in ways that are different. Like it doesn't have to be the same protector, it gets to be different ones if you want that. Okay, and then we're going to tap this part out here invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Okay, giving that a slow deep breath. Okay, then we're heading back to the liver. We're actually unhooking any insults around times in which you were referred to as too sensitive or precious or a snowflake even. There might be some sting as I say some of those things, and I apologize for that. We're actually going to be unhooking that energy through the liver complex here. It's like, yeah, of course I'm sensitive. You've been ignoring me forever. And like, yeah, it built up. So yeah, I'm sensitive about that. Doesn't make me a snowflake. Doesn't make me anything other than someone with unmet needs and like a whole host of them. Now we're going to run one more lymphatic drainage. This time it's four. There's an energetic line that runs not quite on the side, but just in a little bit on the right side. And it's also on the left. But on the right side, it's about the masculine essence of providing. And it's actually providing power. And it's like all these dynamics have crippled the system into thinking that it's powerless, thinking that there's victim energy here. And that in turn is also creating like an ongoing cycle of powerlessness and attracting it and begetting that even further. So as we work with this, we're actually going to run a defrag through this to help you to basically reimagine power and to come back into alignment with that all. And as we release that, there's almost a sense of like, but hang on, other people can do things that I can't seem to do. And other people might even get rewarded for something that I get punished for. There's a sense of injustice and a sense of deep desire to do something different about that. Like wanting to stand up to those dynamics and be like a social justice warrior, so to speak. And like the cry of that might be like, that's not right. It's like it's summed up into a phrase, belief system, that's not right. And it's become a fairly entrenched theme, which has also turned into, that must mean that I'm not right. Okay. And again, as we work with that essence of lack of rightness, it's again fortifying like this need or desire for more power, which is coming through, or has been coming through a sense of powerlessness. Okay, so it's created a whole intertwined dynamic here. And we're simply going to run a defrag much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking the clutter that no longer needs to be here and what remains to be readily reorganized or utilized for healing. And then we're going to work with another emotional release through here. And it's actually the emotion of worry, overthinking, overanalyzing that can usually be like supported with lymphatic drainage. And there's something just a bit more deeply intertwined. And it's going into like the element of earth itself. And it's carrying with it a sense of there is no sweetness here. Like a sense of emotional bleakness. Emotional bleakness. So things just feeling bleak. Ah, which is going back to the neck where we started, which isn't allowing again for the system to take in the fullness of possibilities, the abundance that's here. It's getting like locked into that. Okay, beautiful. As that begins to open up the neck, we're going to run hydration through every one of the spaces between the vertebrae, which goes into the little disc that hangs up between the two of them and provides cushion. It's called the intervertebral disc. And we're tapping here, invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And giving that three full breaths, slow, deep, easeful breaths. Feel free to make a little sound on them with your exhale again, just like we began with, if that feels right for you. It's like everything that we've talked about has felt almost like indigestible by the system. Which has made almost like a backlog of pressure on not just the liver, but the kidneys. It's like they want to release any levels of toxicity on the other side of digestion. But it's like they aren't getting the opportunity to digest that, to release that in a way that feels good for their natural roles. There's some frozen energy through the liver and the kidneys, almost like the chi itself got like a little like icy or cooler than it was actually supposed to be. So I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can bring in the energy of sunshine into your kidneys, into your liver. And the kidneys, yes, are meant to be cooler. So maybe that's like the winter sun. And maybe the liver is like the summer sun, or at least spring sunshine. And then, I'm sinking into the 12th house. Particularly around the phrase individuation, which is, in essence, the process of landing deeply in our awareness of who and what we really are, and our sense of self. And it's going right back into the house, into that 12th house. Oh, okay, cool. This time sinking into the quality of surrender, and it's like supporting the dynamics of surrendering into that pure essence of who and what you really are that's actually beyond these particular dynamics. And then we're linking all five senses through to the liver to support that, as well as through to the heart to support individuation. We're going to tap this out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And we invite you to once again give that around 2-3 of breaths, and invitation to again make a little bit of sound on that exhale, and even do a little shake shimmy, moving the body amongst it all. And feel free to do that another couple of times. Okay, then we are working with the tailbone again, along with the sacroiliac joints on the back of the pelvis. So the sphenoid is thought to partner with the tailbone. The sphenoid is that master bone that hangs out in the center of the skull, roughly. And then the partner to the sacroiliac joint is the TMJ joint, your jaw joint. And amongst all these different joints, there's a general sense of agitation, restlessness, and underneath that, shock energy that's keeping it frozen in place. So there's like chronic agitation, chronic restlessness, chronic sense of, I can't just simply be at peace. Contentment is elusive. Okay, and then I'm sinking into, interestingly enough, the sense of smell. The nose is thought to be in connection to our capacity to smell danger and to avoid it, as well as to smell the love available and to be drawn towards it. And it does so fairly quickly. It just doesn't have the same neuronal input as the rest of the senses do in terms of the intricate process that it has to go through the thalamus in order to get to the brain to be registered. It actually has a bit of a short cut through that all, which supports the system in not having to take as long to locate either danger or love. To not take long to locate and be guided by pain or pleasure. However, the system had some confusion about that and actually began to find pleasure in pain and pain in pleasure. And then it would create dynamics which seemed like frustration and sabotage and going like, why am I doing this? Why is this happening this way? That sense of this old thing again, and it's just creating unnecessary, again, agitation, restlessness, work, more to be digested, more to consistently have to manage and deal with. And with this, we're unhooking the planetary energy associated with hard work, which is that of Saturn. And we're bringing in the moon and her essence of nourishment in a cool way. Not cool as in popular, but like cool as in temperature. Although, I don't know, I think the moon's pretty badass. She can be my friend. I'm happy to make the moon real popular. She is amongst many circles. So potentially both, if you like. And as the essence of the moon brings in what she does best to provide deep levels of nourishment, I see it primarily connecting to the subconscious mind and to the midbrain, including the thalamus and the grand central station where nothing can go in or out without, for the most part, other than the sense of smell, without going through this guy. There's a sense here as well of frozen energy, white shame. It's being really clear that that's, again, not racial. It's connected to the opposite, red shame. The white shame is the stuff that is harder to feel and might even be used to justify certain ways of being. Okay, and with that, we're actually going to connect it into the element, interestingly enough, of Earth, helping it to arrive in presence and helping it to be stewarded into a sense of slowing things down and finding peace amongst slowing things down. Rather than having to overwork or work really hard to overcompensate for anything or overfunction, this gets to rest. We're going to tap here. Again, invitation to breathe and to receive, however it feels right for you. Okay, giving that a breath. A little bit of movement if it feels right. And then we're going to unwind a fair amount of connective tissue adhesions from the base of the tongue. In a sense of feeling like trapped, hopeless, a sense of feeling stagnant, a sense of feeling as well very inflamed, a sense of like, this is too much, a sense of like being in basically chronic overwhelm. And if we could talk, it might say something like, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to say what I want to say, so I guess I'll just go without. And then feeling like it's chronically deprived around its expression. And it's really sad from a part of you that's feeling that way. Balancing that part of you to your environment. It's going back all the way to the events, not surprisingly, of a birth. And it's going through the time in which the cervix wasn't dilated and there was a constriction as the contractions were happening, but there wasn't a way out. There was like a constriction around the body, but in particular, it felt really vulnerable around the throat, around where that base of the tongue anchors in. So we're just going to simply unwind that, releasing much like adhesions through the connective tissue here. And then we're releasing a fair amount of rage as well as depression. And the two tend to go hand in hand. Okay, I'm going to tap this out here. Invitation to again breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Right, and then we're running a body chemistry. Interesting wording with it though, so bear with me. We're releasing toxicity of, again, hear me out on this. I'm going to say it as it's showing up and then I'll unpack a little bit. Around the infestation of vermin. The infestation of vermin. And that feeling like, you've been poisoned or invaded with like somebody else's presence and that feeling poisonous. Okay, and then as we tap that out, invitation to actually on purpose wiggle your toes, like as if you can remind your legs that there's actually a way out of this. Like you're not actually stuck in this situation either. And as you empower that through toe wiggling, if it feels right, you can bring in a little bit of movement through to the entire leg in any way, shape, or form, or a part of it. And you might even layer in a little bit of sound. That sound might go something like voo or ah, excuse me. Or something else, whatever feels right for you. I'm going to tap this out here. I'm going to invite you to breathe. Interestingly enough, we have the 10th house popping up here for integration, which is all about career, achievement, recognition, as well as outward self-expression. And we're just simply releasing sadness and grief alike, from all things related to here, which includes the triple heater meridian and all things endocrine. And if it could talk, it would say something like, huh. Almost like a sense of like surprise and like almost like shock. And as it comes off of there, bringing in the energy of the sun, which supports our most vital life force expression. Venus, bringing in harmony, grace, and deep care, deep nurturing. And the moon, for her way of meeting things in the dark that are seemingly hidden and bringing illumination to them. And we're going to tap here, breathing here, receiving here. Breathing here. And I have a song to play for you. The translation of the name is actually the spirit of love, which feels kind of like perfect to bathe your system in right now. Its correct pronunciation is Espirito de Amor. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that totally right. And it's by Jens Jarvi and the Heart. Something. I can't see the whole title. Hang on. And the Heart Wide Open. There we go. And it's from the album Espirito de Amor. So I'm going to invite you to breathe and receive and allow yourself to be nurtured here.
Caminando con espíritu te amo, caminando, caminando, caminando con espíritu te amo, caminando, caminando, cantando, bailando, rezando, caminando, caminando, cantando con espíritu te amo, cantando, cantando. Cantando con espíritu de amor, cantando, cantando, bailando, rezando, caminando, cantando, cantando, bailando con espíritu de amor, bailando, bailando, bailando con espíritu de amor, bailando, bailando. Rezando, caminando, cantando, bailando, bailando, rezando con espíritu de amor, rezando, rezando, rezando con espíritu de amor, rezando, rezando, caminando, cantando, bailando, rezando, rezando. Caminando con espíritu de amor, caminando, caminando, caminando con espíritu de amor, caminando, caminando, cantando, bailando, danzando, caminando, caminando, cantando con espíritu de amor, cantando, cantando. Cantando con espíritu de amor, cantando, cantando, bailando, rezando, caminando, cantando, cantando, bailando con espíritu de amor, bailando, bailando, bailando con espíritu de amor. Bailando, bailando, rezando, caminando, cantando, bailando, bailando, rezando con espíritu de amor. Rezando, rezando, rezando con espíritu de amor. Rezando, rezando, caminando, cantando, bailando. 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 Rezando, 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 rezando.
Thank you for being here exactly as you are. And thank you for bringing all of you to the table today and always. Mwah. Mwah, mwah. So much love for you all. Thank you so much for joining today. And I look forward to hearing how you get on. We'll see you next week. Oh my goodness. And yeah, you're most welcome to all the messages that came through. And yeah, if you need any additional support, feel free to stick around. And I'm happy to do just that. So I'm going to formally close for today and wish you a most beautiful rest of your day and your week ahead. Bye for now, everybody. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to press stop here.